Saturday after Ascension, Morning Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. Unresting, unhasting, and silent as night, nor wanting, nor wasting, thou rulest in might. Thy justice, like mountains high soaring above, thy clouds which are fountains of goodness and love. To all life thou givest, to both great and small, in all life thou livest, the true life of all. We blossom and flourish like leaves on the tree, then wither and perish, but naught changeth thee. Great Father of glory, pure Father of light, thine angels adore thee, all veiling their sight. O Lord, we would render, O help us to see, 'tis only the splendour of light hideth thee. You have made me glad, O Lord, for the works of your hands I shout with joy. Alleluia. Psalm 91. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning, and your truth in the watches of the night, on the ten-stringed lyre and the lute, with the murmuring sound of the harp. Your deeds, O Lord, have made me glad, for the work of your hands I shout with joy. The Lord, how great are your works, how deep are your designs. The foolish man cannot know this, and the fool cannot understand. Though the wicked spring up like grass, and all who do evil thrive, they are doomed to be eternally destroyed. But you, Lord, are eternally on high. See how your enemies perish. All doers of evil are scattered. To me you give the wild ox a strength. You anoint me with the purest oil. My eyes looked in triumph on my foes. My ears heard gladly of their fall. The just will flourish like the palm tree and grow like a Lebanon cedar. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God, still bearing fruit when they are old, still full of sap, still green, to proclaim that the Lord is just. In him, my rock, there is no wrong. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You have made me glad, O Lord, for the works of your hands I shout with joy. It is I who give death and life. It is I who strike and also heal. Alleluia. A canticle from Deuteronomy. Listen, O heavens, and I will speak. Let the earth hear the words of my lips. May my teaching fall like the rain, my speech descend like the dew, like raindrops on the young green, like showers falling on the grass. For I shall praise the name of the Lord. O give glory to this God of ours, the rock. His deeds are perfect, and all his ways are just. A faithful God, without deceit, a God who is right and just. Those whom he begot unblemished have become crooked, false, perverse. Is it thus you repay the Lord, O senseless and foolish people? Is he not your Father who created you, who made you, on whom you depend? Remember the days of old, consider the years that are past. Ask your Father and he will show you, ask your elders and they will tell you. When the Most High gave the nations their heritage and disposed men according to his plan, in fixing the boundaries of the nations, he thought first of Israel's sons. For Israel was the Lord's possession, Jacob the one he had chosen. God found him in the wilderness, in fearful, desolate wastes. He surrounded him, he lifted him up, he kept him as the apple of his eye. Like an eagle that watches its nest, that hovers over its young, so he spread his wings, he took him, placed him on his outstretched wings. The Lord alone was his guide, and no other God was with him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. It is I who give death and life. It is I who strike and also heal. Alleluia. With glory and honour you crowned your anointed one. Alleluia. Psalm 8. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth. Your majesty is praised above the heavens. On the lips of children and of babes, you have found praise to foil your enemy, to silence the foe and the rebel. When I see the heavens, the work of your hands, the moon and the stars which you arranged, what is man that you should keep him in mind, mortal man that you care for him? You have made him less than a god. With glory and honour you crowned him. Give him power over works of your hand, put all things under his feet. All of them, sheep and cattle, yes, even the savage beasts, birds of the air and fish that make their way through the waters. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. With glory and honour you crowned your anointed one. Alleluia. A reading from Romans 14. The life and death of each of us has an influence on others. If we live, we live for the Lord. And if we die, we die for the Lord. So that alive or death, we belong to the Lord. This explains why Christ both died and came to life. It was so that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. Responsory. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. For our sake he died on the cross. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. I tell you solemnly, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will grant it to you. Alleluia. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us. So his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us, that free from fear and safe from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I tell you solemnly, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will grant it to you. Alleluia. Intercessions. To Christ be praise and glory. He promised the apostles that the power of the Holy Spirit would come upon them. Send forth your light and your truth. You are the word of truth, the wisdom and splendour of the Father. Let us be your witnesses today, in word and in deed. Send forth your light and your truth. May we recognize the things of the Spirit and set our hearts on them. Where our hearts are, there will our treasure be. Send forth your light and your truth. Grant that the Holy Spirit may come to help us in our weakness and teach us how we ought to pray. Send forth your light and your truth. Let us be filled with all knowledge and love. Enable us to counsel one another in truth and charity. Send forth your life and your truth. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. God our Father, your Son at his ascension promised the Holy Spirit to his apostles. They received abundant graces of wisdom from heaven. Grant us also, we pray, the gifts of your Spirit. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us, and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.